The Rage. What a film.
The Rage! God.
Batman just strikes me as immoral.
Immoral?
He doesn't kill
How?
Anyone.
He doesn't kill anybody.
He's not licensed.
It's like picking off a mouse for a Mac. It's like, where's the right button? I want a cut. I don't like it.
Pac-Man Podcast. Hello and welcome to Pac-Man Podcasts with
Paul,
Ambrose,
and Chris.
So it's been a couple of weeks since we've last been out there, so let's see what we've been up to. Paul?
Working, editing. heavy editing. The last one wasn't. It's our difficult second album, as some people would put it. I would put it.
Yeah.
Did we rename it?
No, I didn't
rename it.
I will rename
just
it.
Just in case anyone decides to download it at some point. Doubtful.
I wouldn't. It was spoiled.
Saying that,
I do have to
admit.
You might be able to hear the oohs and the ahs in the background as we played Risk, but there you go.
Yeah. But no, apart from that, nothing really. Been just working and just enjoying this lovely, lovely weather, which seems to have just come on all of a sudden. It was your birthday last Friday? Saturday? Last Saturday.
Yeah, crazy.
One of the last days, it was quite chilly. Mm. Let's just put it that way.
Last Saturday,
and we went out and played Pirate Crazy Golf, which I must say was actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah, it was good.
It was very good.
And it beats a normal Crazy Golf, which is a bit of lawn with some wood and bricks on it.
Yeah, I was pleased there was water hazards and holes you could get your balls to go down.
Multiple levels. Yeah,
I always love it when I can get a hole to put my balls down.
No, yeah, it's been really hot this week, hasn't it? Really.
Not really hot. It's nice. It's been good.
It's temperate by world standards.
Yeah. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. There's a nice breeze on the end.
Mid-20s. Mid-20s with a light breeze.
It's good.
It's alright for people who wear... What do you wear? Like light shirt at work? Tie? Do you wear a tie at work?
I do wear a tie at work. Office.
In fact, I have a thing about people who don't wear ties for work. But we can come back to that.
Okay. What, if they wear a shirt?
It's fair enough in the summer. But if you're wearing a shirt...
Yeah.
Why not just jazz it up with a tie?
Why not jazz it up with a tie?
They're a useful
piece.
I'm
not trying to impress anyone.
They're not impressed.
Neck accessory.
They're not
a
useful.
Shirt is boring, though.
Yes, but a tie is restricted.
I just wear
it's
a shirt.
It's not restricting, because I always leave my top button undone. Always.
Just, yeah, but that's just extra.
So
extra
why have
layer.
A tie, then, if you're going to wear it messy?
Because it shows
take some
smart
pride
casual.
In your appearance.
Yeah, that is taking pride in your
not if you've got your top
casual.
Button undone.
Smart casual is just a shirt. Smart is when a shirt with a tie.
It's like when I put my summer hat on at a jaunty angle. I've got to have my tie on with the top button undone. I'm sticking it to the man.
No, I have to wear protective clothing at work. So I have to wear a really thick collared t-shirt and jeans. And in this weather, they don't go very well. And especially when you're in a dirty workplace, which is covered up most of the day. You're in the dark, but it's not really breezy. We haven't got air conditioning. The only air conditioning is a massive hole in the wall where the door is, and that's it. So
it's a brothel, people. He works in a brothel.
Yeah, I work in a brothel. I am a master pimp.
No, your master pimp's handyman. You just fix shit.
Yeah, true. Sorry. No, so yeah, I've been awfully hot this week and
awfully
hot.
He's working air conditioned office.
I mean, I'd love to.
Is your office air conditioned?
Yeah.
I mean, even at the office at our workplace isn't air conditioned, so it's just meant to work.
That's what does it for me. Like, my office isn't air conditioned, but the rest of the building is, the warehouse and the other parts are air conditioned. And it's like we bake in the office because we just get the sun all afternoon, and yet you go down in the warehouse, constant 17, 18 degrees. It's just like,
We've always got our curtains drawn, we don't get natural light. We get fluorescent light 24/7.
I get natural light, but for a little door, it's ridiculous. It's just you look through the other side of the door, you're like, yeah, it looks lovely out there, and I'd love to be out there, but not in what I have to wear. Because as soon as you walk out, you're like, I'd rather be inside the really hot hot factory than outside in the really hot sun. Yeah, that's about it. That's my week. Yours?
Had my birthday.
Obviously.
And work. Bosses went away. Good times. Shit still needs sorting at work, though. Bad times.
So the problem when they go away is you've got a lot of got catch
not
up
actual
on
work.
Day. No, I've got a lot of work. I need them there for. That's the problem. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and I don't have the authorization to make. But anyway, yeah. Apart from that, just as you say, enjoying the weather, enjoying going home, sitting in the garden for a bit, and enjoying life.
Yeah, the weather's not bad. It's gonna. This is probably going to be our summer, so might as well take.
I think we'll have a good summer.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I bet we still have a dreadful.
We've had an awful.
We've got
spring.
A 4-day bank holiday weekend coming up, people. It's going to be crap.
Yes. And that's when I'm away.
It's got to be crap. It's a 4-day bank holiday weekend.
Well, last year was good, man.
It was good. Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weather knows that the bank holiday's coming up.
The royals, they control the weather.
Of course they do.
That was why it was the royal wedding, so it had to be nice weather for the royal wedding, and now it's the royal jubilee. It's got to be nice wedding for that.
No, yeah, it is. It's going to stay nice for a while.
Yeah. I hope so next weekend, so I'm going glamping.
Glamping?
Glamping.
Ooh, very nice.
Which is posh.
Where
camping.
Are you going glamping?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Don't know. Somewhere.
St. Neots.
I used to live
in St.
Neots.
Yeah.
Cambridge.
Yeah, it's not far.
No.
Is it the forest?
I don't think it's the forest.
Just on the A1. You'd come off the go on the A1 for one junction, and then you're there. You used to commute to Milton Keynes every day. That was an hour on the coach. It's like 20 minutes by car.
Is it really?
The new bypass they've made on the A4321.
Yeah,
A4321.
Just going
around. Making up roads now.
It's sort of the only holiday we can probably afford this year, so.
431. Jesus.
421.
421. 421. Yeah. Base of Milton Keynes, by the way, people. Don't think you've mentioned that once.
It's the only holiday we can afford this year, and we're not really paid for it, so it's like it's quite nice. It's a weekend away. It's a campsite, yeah, but it's tent's massive. It's ridiculous. It's got 3 bedrooms and a wardrobe.
Nice.
It's not, you know, you can't go wrong with that, really. So yeah, we're
is
looking
it part
forward
of the camping and caravanning club.
No.
Oh,
no, not at all. It's just a weekend away, really, just with big chairs and a cooker and. Posh. It's just posh camping at the end of the day.
With a lot of beer.
With a lot of beer. And nice, and hopefully nice weather.
And not being on call.
Not being on call, which would be lovely. I know there's something you two want to talk about.
It has rocked my world.
I've never seen you two more excited to talk about something that I watched as well. I could not get into it.
You're a hater, not a lover.
No. It's a film called The Rage.
The Rage. What a film.
The Rage!
God. The worst possible film, I think, I've ever seen.
No, I've seen Star Trek
Troopers
2.
You've seen a lot
That's
worse
That's an awful
than that.
Film.
I have seen a lot worse than that, but I...
No,
I
it's
consider
a,
that a
it's
film.
Brilliant.
That is just... The Rage is basically... Well, I'll let somebody who loves it explain what The Rage is as
a
film.
A really cheap boo movie. Like all B-movie should be.
It's a B-movie that knows it's a B-movie. The storyline is not the purpose of this film. If you only watch films because of the storylines, you're going to hate this film. But then again, why would you watch any Hollywood crap? But it's good with the special effects, and it's cheesy. The storyline works because it's just so cheesy. A mad German scientist who cures the world of cancer but is not allowed to release his cure... For fear of... spoilers.
Yes, if you do want to see this film, or if you have seen this
film...
Well,
no, this is just the pretext.
It's not a matter if you do want to watch it, you go out and watch
this
film.
That's the background behind the character. That tells you nothing about the film.
No,
so I suppose it's fair enough. But yeah, basically, he goes a little awry. But then everything goes a little awry, and there's vultures. Let's just put it that way. There's vultures, and they don't play a big part in the film. I only saw the beginning.
That's
the
thing. We only saw the beginning of the end.
But I still love this film. There's just it's everything you want in a film: gore, hilarity, bad acting, but it knows it's bad acting.
Yeah, bad directing.
Bad directing.
But
it's about
the guy who did
effects.
The special effects for Hostel and like Bad Boys and quite a lot of films actually,
and
special effects wise.
Austin Powers.
Gold
member.
They only did the special effects for the films. Didn't write them, so I don't know why that qualifies someone to write or do a film. So that's what happened with Starship Troopers 2.
Like I said, in Hollywood, you literally fail upwards. There's hairdressers to Sharon Stone that have made films and things. A guy who was hairdresser to Sharon Stone made Wild Wild West.
Good film.
Wiki, wiki, wah, wah.
Yeah, good soundtrack as well. Yeah. I need to thank her personally.
Sharon Stone. So, yeah,
nah,
right.
Not Sharon
but,
Stone.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good film. I don't think it's a good film. But I'm not a horror lover anyway.
It's not horror.
It's just cheap B movie. It's like The Thing.
Sorry,
the
what channel was it on?
The Horror Channel.
The Horror Channel. So, oh, a lot of stuff's on the Horror Channel. For
Angel's on
out
the
loud.
Horror Channel.
Yeah, Angel.
And you
is.
Like Angel.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's not exactly horror, is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's B movie. That's a B movie. It's a horror film. It is kind of a horror film.
But it's kind of Hammer horror.
It's not scary.
It's
yeah.
Hammer horror. Yeah. It's not scary. It's not meant to be scary.
No.
It's just meant to be gory.
It's got a few mates around,
succeed.
A few titties.
Although it does have the first ever conductive piece of wood that
yeah.
I've ever seen.
The axe.
I've never... It's like they just forget it's a piece of wood. But yeah. It works.
Especially
I don't care.
Especially for a special effects guy, you would have thought he would have figured...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but maybe they've just added it in for a bit of extra comedy.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's such a blatant kind of faux pas.
Need to search this field down and get it.
Yeah, anyway, it's The Rage. It's by... Sorry,
just The Rage.
I've got a call. Hello?
Who's that?
Who do you think it is?
God. Oh, I might have brought them
Hello?
With us.
Hello, you alright? Pardon?
Sorry, I just chucked them all in a...
I believe that Ambrose has brought them. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I have brought all of them.
What's up?
How many are you getting on?
4.4 on IMDb.
So, what's up, babe?
We want some chicken and ribs.
You want some chicken and ribs?
Yeah.
Right.
Can you record this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am. And we've got you on stereo as well.
Yeah, but give us some chicken and ribs, bitches.
This is each other's respective other partners.
They just got put in a Tupperware and I brought them with me.
How can you take them all?
I didn't mean to.
I have nothing to do with this.
It was
Why
an
am
accident.
I getting chucked into it?
You've
we
got
had
the,
a barbecue
you've got all the stuff for nachos.
We're all together.
You've got all the stuff for nachos anyway.
As you can gather, we have the chicken and the ribs.
Oh, bye. Oh, dear.
They've got all the stuff.
Everyone's
in
loving relationships. So, yeah, The Rage, 4.4 IMDb. That's not too bad.
That's,
come on, there is
that's
worse.
That's better than, I think, even Police Academy.
No. Yeah?
I believe Police Academy scores really badly.
Robert Kurtzman, that's it.
Yeah,
Robert Kurtzman.
A crazy scientist experimenting the rage virus on innocent victims in a laboratory in the woods.
To be honest.
When its monstrous subjects escaped and vultures devoured their remains, they became mutations seeking to feed on humans. You got to watch this film. It is blinding, honestly.
The only reason they come up with the film is because he went to a zoo and saw vultures.
Directed by Robert Kurtzman.
Yeah, but that's good enough reason.
I suppose. Yeah, things have been made on a lot less imagination, have they? I like vultures. I'm going to make a film about
like
vultures.
Lost in Translation, what did some guy do? Go and sit in a fucking hotel for 3 weeks or something in Tokyo. Go,
I've never seen
I
it.
Don't get it. No, I never. I started watching it. It was so boring. No. It's like Doom. I tried to watch Doom 3 times. No.
Doom's a good film.
No, it isn't.
What? Doom's a good film.
I'm sorry, I put it on the same rank as Starship Troopers 2.
Oh,
I tried.
On.
I really
awful.
Wanted to watch it, Paul. It's got The Rock in it.
Yeah.
I really wanted to watch
you
it.
You should carry on watching it. There's a
no,
first
I couldn't
shoot a bit.
Chris Paul, I tried 3 times. I even tried post-coital,
no,
and I couldn't watch it.
It's rubbish. It's
honestly
rubbish.
I even tried like, and that sent me to sleep.
This is one of those cases of really bad video game films, which, let's face it, there's a lot of.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they've
no.
yet to, they've yet to do it, have they? They've yet.
I
to
don't know.
It
Silent good. Hill's all right. I
no.
quite like Silent Hill. And
Resident Evil, the first one.
Fuck off.
The first one
was all right, actually.
The first one's
first.
A good
yeah,
film.
And then they ruined it with
That's
the second,
more like a
third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, no,
and now
I think
a possible six.
No, there is a sixth if you watch the ending of the fifth. You need to catch up, man.
I know, I've missed out on them.
No, they're not good.
They're like an
they have ruined the Resident Evil franchise.
I do love the games.
Yeah. Games are great. The games are great, but...
Just re-released the originals, I think.
Have they?
On Xbox Live they have, and PS Network, PlayStation right. Network, I believe.
No.
There's no Rage 2, unfortunately.
No,
but the Rage was only 2007, so hopefully, you know, with your support, we can get a sequel.
Come on, people.
So you want to petition the Rage 2?
I want to see what the Vultures do next.
Yeah, man.
Fly and kill the world.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay.
As I say, I rank it on the same level as Just in Time.
We also watched Just in Time, In Time the other
in
day,
time, sorry.
Which is a very good film.
What is In Time? Go on.
Makes
it's
you think.
It's like Logan's Run meets kind of
capitalism
1984 almost.
Okay,
so like they have these clocks in their arm which counts down and they get paid with extra time.
This is Justin Timberlake
film. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And it's a clever conception.
Is it good?
Actually,
yeah,
yeah, it's quite
currency.
Clever and times, yeah,
you live up until 25 you're all good, and once you hit 25 you've got a year on your time left and you can work for extra time, but everything costs you time,
right,
as well, and he gets a lot of time which shouldn't be done because he's a scallywag.
Okay.
It's heavily class based, so like the people
and then
who
it turns into Bonnie
at the
and
bottom,
Clyde halfway through.
Yeah, the people at the bottom, like who
it's got that kind
Justin
of feel
Timberlake
to it
is.
As well.
Yeah.
Whenever their people turn 25, the parents always need to use the time to pay off debts and stuff like that.
Right.
So he says about how like within like the first week of him getting the year, he was down to like a few days, and that's where he's always been ever since.
Yeah, right. He always lives on a day, pretty much.
So, but the posh people, it's like she was like, I'd never thought about not having enough time, like because I'll just get given some by my daddy, sort of thing.
Got you. And
yeah, people in who are really rich and so have lots of time, like in their part of the kind of the country, because they live in like segregated areas.
Yeah.
Like everyone moves really slowly and does everything really slowly because they don't need to rush.
And they don't need to want to risk anything neither, because they don't want to obviously naturally
die. They don't
want to
die accidentally by like getting squished. Yeah.
All right, I got you. Oh, so they can naturally die. Like
you can dive and actually.
You can't age. You don't get. You don't get.
You don't get diseases and you don't age, but you can get squished or you can drop off a ladder.
Get shot, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a good film.
It is a very good film. But yeah, but the Rage is really entertaining. Just like the end of the Avengers is really entertaining.
Even our respective partners, Paul, were laughing at that.
Yeah.
Just even because of how cheesy it was. They never told us to turn it off.
No.
Which says a lot if you think about it. They will never say that they agree with something, but if they didn't want to watch it they'd tell us to turn it over, and they never once told us to turn that over.
No, fair enough. Yeah, that is true.
Which meant they enjoyed it.
Which meant they enjoyed it. Oh, God.
They just won't never admit it.
They're like,
like
it's
Jerry,
like the thing.
Will,
it's
just like
funny.
Jerry will never play
Small Worlds. Because she will admit that she'll like it.
Well, because, yeah, she knows she'll like it, and then she'll have to admit she likes it.
That's why she got Leah to play it at all that night.
It's good, though.
She generally plays anything.
She enjoys it.
Yeah, true, yeah. She's a good girl. Talking of games. Segue into games. What was the first game you ever played?
Bloody hell, mate. Probably Kid Chameleon on... Well, that was mine. Probably Kid Chameleon on the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
But first game would probably be Mario on the NES.
Yeah. See, I played Pong. The first game I remember playing was Pong and Space Invaders.
Oh, actually, tell a
on
lie.
The Atari. On
You're not that old, but yeah.
No, I know I'm not that old.
Fucking hell.
I know. I
remember playing Centipede, actually.
Back in my day.
Back in day. I've still got the machine somewhere about.
No, it's... That's the first game I remember playing. I came downstairs when I was 6 years old, and Mum and Dad were playing. We're doing something on the TV. It was a really old TV, and it was really weird. Machine, and they passed me a controller and said, "You got to do this and press that." And I've been hooked to games since then, really, because the Christmas after, I think I got the NES, and I got Super Mario 3. Sid NES would have been NES, wouldn't it?
NES Entertainment, so Nintendo Entertainment.
Yeah,
it's a strong
one. Yeah.
And I played Super Mario 3. Yeah, that would have been
on the nerve.
See, the first games console I ever bought was a Mega Drive when I was 17.
Yeah.
I love
it. I was never allowed one. I was allowed a Game Boy when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I was never allowed anything that plugged into the TV.
Really?
Yeah, my parents would never allow it.
I can see that.
But they always had computers though, like ever PCs, since I was Macs they used to be.
Yeah.
Remember until I was about 10, they had Macs. But I remember because my parents work at universities. I remember going into their work when I was about 10 or 9, and like going on the internet. And this was in the day when you used to had to put HTTP /// whatever it's semicolon whatever. In front of anything that you typed in. So my brother used to have a little book of like email addresses, like websites that he'd got to go and look at, and at the back was where he put like Playboy, and that was the days that Playboy was free. But it was weird. Spacewood Ho, that was a brilliant game.
Go on.
It's kind of like Risk meets Civ in space. And you start off with a world, and you can build either scouts, kind of like satellite defense, or settler ships or attacking ships, and then you've got to go out and discover other worlds and
settle
them. And when you settle them, they'll either become good for mining or good for colonization. Okay. And if they're good for colonization, you colonize them. If they're good for mining, you mine them, and once you've mined them out, you just abandon them. But maybe then you want to leave like a satellite in orbit to like defend the planet, just to let you know if someone's coming that way.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Birth of the Federation.
Yeah, I like and that. Depending on certain, then the worlds that you do settle are better or worse at like turning into like productive.
Is that where do you reckon that's where your love of Civ games came from? Then?
I think it probably is.
Yeah.
I've been searching for that game ever since.
And it's called?
Spacewood Ho.
Spacewood Ho. Okay.
Where everyone knows. It's a Mac game.
It's a Mac game.
Yeah, it was a Mac game.
Yeah. Macs weren't great back then, were they?
They were better than PCs. They've always been better than PCs. But people never wrote the software for them.
Alright.
Power-wise, they've always performed better than PCs. That's why all the designing is done on Macs. Designing is always and has always been done on Macs. Like, you know, that's why Photoshop.
Yeah.
That sort of thing was initially like a kind of much more of a Mac specific type of thing.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day of Tinternet.
Back in the day of Tinternet. Of old
dial up.
I remember
pissing my brother off. He used to pick up the phone and just go
inside.
Beep, and then it would just cut off.
Dial up was the worst.
Yeah.
Dial up was horrible. Not like broadband now. Speed.
Is it? Our broadband sucks in Milton Keynes.
Mine's alright.
Mine's got better actually.
Mine's
getting better,
but since I got BT Vision and the broadband that comes with BT, I've never had any.
Doesn't make any difference in Milton Keynes, Paul.
Yeah, because
who you go with, provider-wise, the cables are all the same in Milton Keynes.
Cables made out of aluminium.
But I've had.
No, they've just been doing up the lines because, like, the other day when I was downloading something,
I've had it for nearly a year and a half. 500. I go around Leah's mum's, and she's on TalkTalk, and that is as slow as shit.
But it depends where she is, though.
Yeah, it depends where you are, and it does depend who you are.
She's only 5 minutes away
from
me.
In Milton Keynes, it doesn't matter.
Does it not?
No, the layouts from the substations is really bizarre. Because they laid them in the order of the kind of the oldest estates first. So just because you're on a new. But I know that she's probably not necessarily on the newest estates, but if you're on the newer estates, it's sometimes slower. Because it has to go back to the older states before it goes back to the,
all right,
the kind of, what do you say, substation type thing.
Fair enough.
It's a moth. But yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. No. My internet connection is really quick. I might quite like it. So, what was we talking?
Rage
and first games we ever played.
That was it, yeah. Chris?
Yes?
What first game?
I told you, it was something like Centipede or Asteroids.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Fair enough.
It was, yeah. First proper game, I guess, was Kid Chameleon.
Oh, I remember Kid Chameleon. Was that the one for the BBC?
One. No, it was on a Mega Drive.
I still remember playing. It's a good game. Was that one where you, like, you when you got to different stages, you had to transform into a different kind of child?
Yeah, you put a helmet on, yeah, like the samurai head and the hurricane head.
Yeah,
and,
I played a version for that on the BBC once at a friend's house.
Yeah,
good game.
She's now a lesbian.
Flashback as well. Flashback on the old Mega Drive.
Now a lesbian.
Desert Strike, Jungle Strike.
Desert Speed Strike. Two. There's a game.
Mega Drive was a good machine. It had a lot of good games.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
Jungle Lion King was a brilliant game.
No, I had a Mega Drive too.
Cool Spot was really
cool
good.
Cool Spot was good. Earthworm Jim.
Cool Spot was a good
I love Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim was alright, yeah.
There's one. There's loads of weird games on that console. I had Ninja. Was it Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, they had Ninja Gaiden on the Master System.
That's what I had, the Master System. The Sega Mega Drive 2 Master System, something like that. And you got a little cartridge with about six games on it.
And one of them was Ninja. One of them was.
I think it was Ninja Gaiden. I'm not too sure if it was an old Ninja Gaiden.
Side-scrolling platform. Yeah, he used to throw shuriken.
And the way you get in unlimited stars was go to the options and you put the stars on zero and then they turn, or eight, and it turns sideways into a infinity sign. So then you had infinity and you just go along the whole level just ninja-ing star people.
Taking everyone out.
Yeah. But I remember playing when I back to the Nintendo, played Super Mario. It's one of them games where, because I didn't really know what was going on, I didn't save it. So every time I turned it on, I had to start back at the beginning.
Now, that was always the thing that used to annoy me on the Game Boy, was the, apart from the latter games, was the lack of ability to game save.
Yeah.
So like the original, like Mario Brothers, you couldn't save it. You just had to play it until you finished it or until you died.
Yeah.
And it was really frustrating because I used to play it on the, like, because my parents would always take us to Cornwall on holidays. Like, they used to be just given one in the back of the car to play while we went down there. And, and you'd get like halfway there and then the fucking batteries would go and you're like, no! Just around Bristol. Bristol.
Just past the north. The north south divide.
Bristol? No, Bristol's south. What are you talking about? Bristol's not the north south divide.
Isn't it?
No, Bristol's like south.
Is it?
It's next to, like, it's close to like Bath.
Didn't I text you when I was on way up to Whitby and said the north
starts.
Sheffield, was it Sheffield?
Sheffield.
North starts at Sheffield.
Yeah, between where the two cooling towers used to be, but they've taken them down now from the old power station that used to be there, I think it was. That's where the north begins. God damn them all.
I remember, the next game console I got was the N64 and played Super Smash Brothers. Did you play that?
No.
Did you play Super Smash Brothers? That was an awesome game.
Still about, in various forms.
Yeah, no, but the original's still the best.
I can't really remember that. I'm not a big, massive Nintendo fan.
No?
No, they need to release a new game every now and then. Not the same one.
Just Mario now they're releasing, isn't it?
No, they released Metroid and the like. But yeah, same games.
They probably released a lot more in Japan and things.
I do know a game that you did like on Nintendo.
Pikmin.
Pikmin.
I love Pikmin. Pikmin's a wicked game.
Again, did they ever have a sequel, Pikmin 2?
It did have. I've never played but Pikmin 2, which is a shame because I'm a great lover of Pikmin.
They're going down a pano though now, aren't they, Nintendo?
I think they'll do alright.
They will survive.
Yeah.
Sega's gone now, hasn't it? From
games. It's just it's just a games publisher now.
Yeah.
I think they're developers still as well, I'm not entirely sure. I can't remember the last time really I played it.
They've sold their soul to Nintendo.
No, they make games for everyone.
What, Sega?
Yeah.
Yeah, but their biggest franchise
Sonic. The new Aliens game is a Sega game.
Is it?
Yeah, Gearbox, I think. Gearbox are the studio. And Sega are the publisher.
Talking to Gareth, Chris, what are you playing?
I don't know, some Flash game. I don't know its name, I found it this morning.
We've got a competition going, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, started it today.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a achievement point competition. Who can get the most achievement points in the next 2 weeks?
2 weeks, right.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then next week, well, the next 2 week period, they'll be doing who can wank the most.
I'll still win that.
Got stiff competition. Boom, boom.
I need to find a list of like the 100 top games, and I want to go see it go through them. Really? Not all 100, obviously.
What type of games are these?
Console games.
Oh, okay.
PC games, Mac games.
So video games.
Video games, yeah.
Right, thank you.
Sorry, yeah. Simplify it.
What we could do is like start off going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that way.
We're going to start from the top.
Start from the top. Start check the this top, shit, yeah. But then you've got to edit it backwards. So then
I'm not editing it backwards.
Well, no, because otherwise, then we've got to go. Otherwise, we've got to choose a number to start from and count down.
I can do that.
But then we're committed.
Where's what page are you doing it on?
Empire Online. No, not that one. Sorry. IGN. Top.com. Top modern
IGN.
Games. Top 100 modern video games. Well, you got the 100.
No, sorry, I can have it in front of me as well at the same time.
Well, you can count down then.
Is there any video games? They don't have board games.
No.
No. We'll get to board
games.
We're
going to do some board games.
We'll get to board games.
I really couldn't care less about the new Batman film.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
I think it looks good. I can't wait for it. I can wait for it.
I'll watch it, yeah.
Not a fan of the Batman.
He's alright. I like the first one. I like the second one.
Well, these ones, these set of films, or any films, or
Batman just strikes me as immoral.
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 He doesn't kill
How?
Anyone.
He doesn't kill anybody.
He's not licensed.
Do you mean he's not licensed? He's not licensed.
That's
he's a vigilante.
That's kind of the vigilante thing.
Yeah, well, I know. Yes,
he'll be a bounty hunter otherwise.
He's a criminal then.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, so he but he's arrested.
No. Well, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law. You can't have it. You can't have it two ways. Yeah, well.
Oh God. Okay. I must say nothing because we're recording.
But isn't that the same with all?
What about all laws, Ambrose? What's your?
I don't murder people.
No? What about all superheroes though? Shouldn't
but
they be licensed? How are you going to license superheroes?
There you go.
Okay, if you are.
If
immortal,
you're not more, if you're
if
mortal.
You're immortal, then you are beyond license. So you're a god. So you might as well do as you please.
Yeah, but none of them are immortal.
Few of them are more. Yeah.
No, none of them are immortal.
No, all right. Sorry. Surely
they can,
no.
They can all die.
There's ones that have lived for a long time. Certain things
like
are mortal.
Thor.
Yeah, he's a god.
But yeah.
So well, I can't find his website. I'm doing a search on IGN. It's not coming out with shit.
Well, just do a search in Google for it.
Oh, that'll do.
I suppose what annoys me more about Batman
Go on.
Is that he's just
2005.
He's just a rich.
But there's a
knob.
Reason why he.
What, a 2005 one
with
or what?
A grudge.
These are all different years.
What year is that?
I don't know. This is modern.
Go on. Yeah, because he's rich, so? So he's got the money to do it.
That doesn't mean he should.
Why
doesn't
he, reason
why
he
why
does
doesn't
it?
He spend some of that money on making society a better place where because people money, won't feel the
but he
need.
Does do that anyway.
He doesn't. He obviously doesn't spend enough if he's got enough money to piss away on all this, like...
He's a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, so give more of it away then.
But then he'll have nothing and he can't be Batman.
He's
and
never
his
gonna,
money will
he's
go to waste.
He's never going to have nothing. It's not going to go to waste. Not if he builds towards sustainable community projects.
Yeah, but there's still going to be bad guys and he needs to put them away. And that's the whole
he
point
He should just
it.
Make sure the police are better funded and there's
but
more
But the police are crooked in Gotham. The police are crooked in Gotham.
Well, then he needs to start a civic society to sort the issue
he
out.
He is. He's doing it himself.
He's not doing himself because
he's
putting
himself in danger. Why would he want other people to be
not,
put in danger?
That's like saying the IRA and Sinn Féin.
Why there is not at all? Nobody killed their parents.
Might have done. No. The British might have killed some of Sinn Féin's like IRA's like parents. You never know. You don't know. Bloody Sunday and all that. Like,
it's going to take forever. Each game's got its own page.
Are you joking?
No, it's not a list. It's just an article each.
Fuck you. You're wrong. You are wrong about Batman.
He's all right. He's the best of the DC universe, but it's not saying a lot. Let's face it.
What's Blade?
He's Marvel. The Punisher's their equivalent as well. Their equivalent of Batman's Punisher, and he just uses a lot of lead.
But without money.
Huh? Without he doesn't money. Need money, he's got lead. Lots and lots of lead.
You're wrong about Batman. He is a good superhero.
He's an anti-hero.
He's not any hero at all. He's a hero, 100%. Anti-hero would be Punisher, because he does kill people. Batman does not kill people.
Yeah, he does.
Batman kills people.
He doesn't kill anybody. He's never killed anybody.
No, he's never killed.
He's never killed anybody.
That's
really?
His vow.
Really?
That's his
that
one
is
rule.
Is not one
he's,
rule.
He's only got one rule, and that is he doesn't kill.
Doesn't kill anybody.
I'm sure he's never caused any accidents which cause people to die.
Not cause them, no, because that'd be murder. You all know about it.
He hasn't. Yeah, one of his wards has died. One of his Robins has died.
None
of the villains die. They all get arrested.
It's kind of like Indiana Jones. Like, if you watch...
No, he pushed someone into blades of a going bomber, of a World War II bomber.
He just ducked as the plane came round.
He shot a guy after he does the big... sword thing. He does a massive sword display and he just colds up front, just pops in one.
That's what I mean. Indiana Jones is just... And he's a grave robber as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And
but I'm not defending Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones is an arsehole.
Well then,
but
Batman.
No, he isn't. What is your go on?
He's just he's like Indiana Jones.
No, not at all.
He is.
No, he's not.
Except he doesn't kill
people. It's a flawless argument.
Maybe.
You have to admit.
He doesn't kill people. He doesn't grave rob.
Well, no, he might as well. He's
the world's greatest detective.
He's not.
If
he's making that much money, he's screwing someone over. Let's just put it that way.
He's not screwing anybody over. His dad just happened to have a good company in which he took over when he was 18.
If he's making
same
too much
sort of
money,
vein that Tony Stark did.
If he's making too much money, then he's enemy of the people.
What are you on about?
Stalin would have been deported.
He's not an enemy of the people. Yes, everyone hates Bruce Wayne. Don't get me wrong. No, everybody loves Batman. They don't know they're the same people. Everyone in Gotham looks up to Bruce Wayne and calls him a dick because he's rich and he lives out of town and stuff like that. But everyone loves Batman in Gotham, apart from the Penguin, the Joker, and the rest of the villains.
It's all about the PR. It's all about the spin. It's all the destruction he causes when he's going after them as well.
He doesn't cause that destruction.
Yeah, a lot more superheroes cause a lot more destruction, let's face it.
Yeah, I know, but it's still...
Superman has a fight, he goes flying through a building. Batman has a fight, he accidentally knocks over a bin.
Superman is often going after bigger things. Like, for instance...
Yeah, like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor. No,
I'm talking about Superman, like, the one where there's, like, the oil tankers, and he, like, blows all the oil back in and then, like, seals the oil tanker shut.
Yeah.
He's
just doing clean-up operations.
That's what you do. Yeah, but he also has enemies that try and
kill
him.
And when he turns the Earth, but does he turn it?
He flies around the opposite way to turn back in time.
That's what's
proven to work, in fact. It happened last week.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No. That sense of déjà vu you had.
See, I always that sense of déjà vu was if you lost a life and you just go back to your checkpoint. It's a theory.
It's flawless.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day meets computer games.
Yeah. I like that theory.
Anyway, use the Empire website one top 100. Well, it starts off number 100 Speedball 2, which I'm happy with. Don't know how modern this list is, though.
Is it listed?
No. None of them are listed. Everyone hates
you. I did find a list.
Well, find another one. Which has Speedball 2 in it. But yeah, Speedball 2 in the Mega Drive. Great game. Plays Brutal Deluxe. American football-esque type game. Speedball 2. You never play Speedball 2?
No.
Brilliant game.
Okay.
One button did everything. Tackle, throw. You had stars on the end that got you extra points, and a big loop-the-loop thing that gave you more points when you scored.
Alright.
And after each game you got experience and stuff, and you did up your characters to make them better. And you can buy star players. A good game. It is. Great game. Love it. I love the name Brutal Deluxe. It's got a special meaning for me. Holds a place in my heart, that team.
Ah, okay, I found it. It's 2005, but that's...
No, mate, a lot's come out since 2005.
That's 7 years ago.
Yeah, mate, Jesus.
Fucking hell, I was still young.
Consoles have come out in that period.
Yeah. It's like the hottest game on the
Xbox and PS2. Number 98, Worms 2.
Worms 2 is good.
Worms games.
Yeah, they're satisfying, all like Worms, aren't they?
Huh?
They ruined them when they started doing them 3D and...
Yeah. I don't mind the 3D ones so much, but yeah, the 2D's good. And you can still get them. They release them on every format, really.
Yeah.
I
can't imagine there's not a format you can't have it. It's on Android, it'll be on iPhone.
I think I had it on my phone for a couple of days.
I remember on the way back, on the Eurostar, on the way back from Germany, there was this woman in front of me who was playing Worms on... She was a middle-aged woman, businesswoman in a suit, on the Eurostar, playing Worms on a DS.
And I'll quite happily listen to that on a train as well. I won't put up with a lot. But if I could keep on hearing every now and then, incoming! I'll get you!
Yeah.
That'll make me giggle all the way on the train journey. Just knowing someone's playing Worms.
I like Worms games, they were good games. Lemmings was crap.
Had its time. Yeah. Lemmings, I think, had its time.
Yeah. They couldn't make that again now because it's just.
It's too simplistic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some bright spark might do it.
They could do it.
There's some
3D.
Creative sorts in
they
the game.
3D, like. Free Roman Lemmings game.
Sorry.
Lemmings meet Grand Theft Auto.
Double Dragon at number 97.
Played that. That was a good game.
Watched that. The cartoon series was good.
Yeah. You never played Double Dragon? That was good. Good.
Yeah, it was just
player.
A scrolling beat 'em up.
Yeah.
On the Mega Drive.
Good player as well.
There's two of you.
Yeah, I like, didn't mind that one.
So I'm only going to really mention games I've played. 94 Bomberman, a classic. I adore Bomberman in all its forms. It's just the ultimate multiplayer game. That and Micro Machines.
Mm. Micro Machines is brilliant.
Did your bombs get... I can never work out Bomberman, because your bombs would blow so far, but then would they grow?
There's certain spell, certain thing pickups you can do to increase the flame, the amount of bombs you carry.
Yeah.
And other bits, how quickly you move, you can pick up and throw it, you can kick it, it gets go faster, it gets good.
That's
good.
That's
nice. Wipeout 2097 at 92. I can't remember what 2097 one is, but I do like Wipeout.
Wipeout was the flying ships game, weren't it?
Yeah.
It was like one of the first games that used licensed music, really.
Yeah.
I think the whole soundtrack was done by Norman Cook.
Yeah,
and that you picked up power. It was like Mario Kart. You pick up powers, power ups. You got your missiles and your shields and your stuff.
Yeah, it was like an adult Mario Kart, wasn't it? I suppose.
Yeah.
Nice and fast. Paced. Sci-fi setting.
Yeah.
More drift. And things
good.
Like that. I never really loved it, but I don't love those fast reaction games. But that's just personal choice.
Ooh, controversial. 89 Counter Strike. I would have thought that would have got higher.
Counter Strike. Go on.
Counter Strike's an online game. It's just terrorists versus the people killing the terrorists. It's been going on for years. And it's just team deathmatch, effectively. Or I think they've got different variants. You've got bomb carrying missions and defending civilians and what have you. But as you get more kills, you get money, and you spend that money on your guns and stuff. It's been going on for years. Absolute years. You used to have LAN parties for it and stuff. It's alright. I would have thought they got higher. Thief 2 at 88. Never played it. Hear a lot of people bang on about it. Thief 4 shouldn't be too bad. 87 Lemmings. I don't know. Lemmings is good. I quite like it. I think now is a good time for it with phones as they are. As
a
Wii Flash game.
It would be, but I've never seen it on.
Touch it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
it
did
work
it?
On your phone, definitely.
What's that, Lemmings?
Lemmings. As
Lemmings,
it is.
Yeah.
It's a simple game. It is such
I can't,
a game.
But it's that kind of thing's getting popular right now. It's simple. It's not stressful.
I think the thing with Lemmings, which would do it on your phone, is the screen's too small. Because if you think it's a kind of a platform, multi-level platform game.
Yeah.
and so the pinpoint precision required would not fit the use of a touchscreen in that sense. People's fingers are not on the touchscreen, it's not that exact. Because you people have got such different sizes of fingers, so...
Yeah, true.
Homeworld, that's 83. Homeworld, never played awesome. It myself, but yeah, that's another...
There were no cheats for that.
No,
it
no.
It was fucking difficult.
Cheats, yeah, you don't really get cheats.
It was brilliant, though. Like, it was a 3D interactive
again, same
space,
sort of thing, isn't it?
Like, fighter-killer thing. Like, yeah. You just controlled these ships, and you had to go in 3D space and... Yeah, fight other ships. It was really good fun, but you did mining and all that crap at the same time.
Yeah, again, it's a galactic civilization. There was not so much on the planets, was it?
There was less on the planets. It was more into battle. Yeah. During the battles, you had to do the mining.
Cool.
So you had to defend that while you
but
were...
But yeah, mass fleets of ships fighting it out.
Oh, that was... Yeah,
it
that
looks
was
all right.
Good fun. It's a good storyline. Good sci-fi storyline as well, I must say. Search for the homeworld kind of thing. It was quite cool.
Black and White at 82, Peter Molyneux game, strategy,
I
god
remember
game.
People talking about that.
God game, yeah. You got a massive creature at the beginning.
That was your
I never really. I've tried to play it. God, it's boring.
I'd loads of people tell me I'd love it, but I never played it.
No. Yeah, it was all right. It was a god game, which are good. Oh, SimCity 2081.
Hey, that's a great.
Have you seen
game.
Any of the new SimCity? It looks good.
I just 2000 did it for me. You don't need to improve on 2000.
Yeah,
that
you
was
can.
Awesome.
They can improve on the management of how things. They were just saying how the messages get to the fire stations and stuff like that, and how simple it is, and people going to work. So they've done a few almost lectures, I guess, presentations on the logarithms and stuff they use, and it's good. It looks good. It'll be good. Might need to get a PC for it. Super Smash Brothers Brawl at number 18.
Super Smash Brothers, that was on the...
That one is a one. The Wii.
The Wii game.
Yeah, I have I? I can't remember.
I haven't played that one.
I don't think I have.
Nope.
I imagine it's good.
Yeah.
AVP2. A lot of people bang on about that back in the day. I think it's aged now. And the latest one. They've just released, it's pretty much the exact same game, and yeah, it's just shown that it's aged. New one looks good though. I'm looking forward to that. It should have some good multiplayer. Donkey Kong Country on the Super NES, made by Rare.
I like that game.
Yeah, it was a good platformer. Yeah, good solid platformer.
Good time.
It's something different to Mario, I think that's what it is.
Reinvented Donkey Kong. Rome to War at number 75.
You talked about that the other day, didn't you?
No, that was different. That was...
That's a sick game, isn't it?
It isn't it? Yeah, it is. Because
yeah,
you got...
Yeah, yeah, it is. But
it's just you fight the battles.
I think I was talking about Caesar.
Yes, you were. Sorry, yeah.
You controlled cities.
Yeah, and this one, you do that. And you do everything. But you actually fight full out battles. Good, yeah.
Shogun Total War was good.
I love Shogun Total War, and it just improved ever since. Yeah,
and
lose generally.
Yeah,
unless you had overwhelming force.
Yeah,
but yeah, good strong game, and yeah, good mix of strategy and management of civilization as well. Final Fantasy VIII. Oh, I never got into that. 73.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sick of Final Fantasy games. Yeah. They're the same constantly. Diablo 2, 72. Shocking.
They just released Diablo 3, have they not?
Yeah. I haven't got a PC to handle it. But I wish I did. It's the ultimate kill stuff and pick up things game. It is. There's loads of them about, but Diablo is the one. You kill things, they drop armour or weapons, and you pick it up, and it's just that constantly. Guitar Hero at number 17. I don't like it.
I love them.
No.
I thought they were brilliant.
It's just people smacking
simple
plastic when there's a song in the background.
Simple and effective.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go away. It's no. You wouldn't go away going, I can play the guitar now.
No.
In the same way as if you played like a game with a plastic gun, you'd go away going, I can shoot people now.
Yeah.
I think you could though.
Shooting people's easier.
Yeah, shooting people's a lot easier than learning how to play guitar. Let's face it. Anybody can shoot someone. A monkey can shoot someone.
Well, we're nearly at an hour. I think we should stop this one and then we'll stop next one with carrying on the games. What do you reckon? So I want to do two intros on this one, so. What do you reckon? We're an hour now, so.
Yeah,
we've got to edit it as well.
Yeah, I've got to edit it, but I think I can still get about 45 minutes out of this.
Get some chicken and ribs out.
Yeah, get some chicken and ribs, have a little break, and then we'll carry on with the countdown.
We should stop the countdown at 50.
Yeah.
Have we got enough?
And then we'll carry on 50 to 1.
Yeah, have we got enough controllers for Risk?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Do you want to end this one?
No, we'll carry on to 50. End it.
Okay.
I'm at 66 at the moment.
Yeah, cut this bit.
Okay, sure. Carry on.
Right, 66, Left 4 Dead.
Great game. Quite like game. Like
first person shooter, co-op game against zombies. It's good.
Yeah.
It's got the suspense of zombie games, and when the final difficult. Extraction happens, generally one or two get left behind. And you think, I could save you, but then you get taken down yourself. If you get to a helicopter, you take it, you stay there, everyone else be damned. You've survived. You're the one in the APC. No, it is a good game.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Multiplayer's good as well.
Yeah. FIFA games?
FIFA 65. Good game.
Never played them.
No, I don't play them so often anymore.
I play Pro Evo
64.
There you go, see. I like Pro Evo games. They're a lot better.
Nah, it's FIFA. Zelda Twilight Princess at 63. Oh, that's just Nintendo. I can't be bothered. Tekken 2, 62. Not one of the beat 'em ups I ever got into. This is going to be quick. Anyone Tekken 2?
Tekken.
That was left and right hands were different. Different buttons. And no. Yeah. I'm more of a Soul Calibur fan. You just press a couple of buttons and shiny shit happens on the screen. And it's brilliant.
Yeah. No, I like Tekken.
It's I think Tekken game. Was a. It's a love of remembering combinations of letters and symbols and ups and downs and shit.
It's like a rhythm game. It's just Guitar Hero, let's face it.
Yeah.
Gauntlet, though, at 61. Everyone likes a bit of Gauntlet. That's the original Diablo there.
Rings a bell, but...
What? You're going around killing stuff. It's an old game.
Kind of looks like Zelda. No. The old... Zelda games.
No, it's just... Oh, I hate you all.
What? I've never played it.
Age of Empires 2 at 59.
Yeah! Fucking great game.
Microsoft bought out that studio. They released Robot Wars? Halo Wars. But about a week before, 2 days before they released Halo Wars, they shut the company down.
Did they really?
Yeah. Oh. That production got... I think they're now in 343 in the studio, so...
I'm hoping Civ's going to be high in this shit now.
I guess it could still be there.
You're going Civ? I haven't got a clue what's going to be.
I reckon number one's going to be
Civ. I haven't seen anything of the current generation yet.
No.
It'll be, I suppose.
Championship Manager 58. I don't know how old this list is. Let's face it.
You just saw Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, on the Wii. Yeah, okay.
Just saying.
Devil May Cry. Never really got into it.
No,
I wouldn't mind too. It's got a reboot recently that's coming out soon. It looks alright. Little Big Planet, I've always wanted to play. I've never played. Yeah, that's it.
Sort of create your own world and go through it. I don't quite get it myself.
No, I don't. But people loved it. Mm. So.
The original Call of Duty, 55. Never played it up until Modern, really, is when I started.
Yeah.
I haven't played 3. Sick of it.
I'm not a first person fan.
Oh, you gotta love your first persons.
I'm not a first person fan.
I'm not the greatest fan either.
I try playing Halo.
Shoot things in the face.
And I wanna play Halo.
You get to teabag them. You get to run them through with an energy sword or smack them down with a massive hammer. You get to pop grunts in the head. And when you do, their heads explode in confetti and children cheer. It's great. It's superb.
Oh, we'll have a go. I've got to get some games and try out doing this achievement.
Yeah, I don't think you'll
just
get many from first
just pick up some of the Lego
persons.
Games because you get points just
oh, you
got,
is that what you're
going to
do? You're
going to
start playing kids' games, are you?
No.
Then you get some achievements quick.
No, I'm going to just...
I remember when I got like Lego Indiana Jones or something and you put it in and turn it on and it's like, an achievement! Yeah!
Well done, you bought me!
Yeah. 5 points.
There is a game, Avatar, the Last Airbender, or what have you, and you can literally get all 1,000 points in one combo you can get at the beginning. You just turn around, you keep on banging on the A button. I think eventually you get a 60-hit combo, and that's all 1,000 points.
Really?
You don't even have to play the game.
So I got some easy points there, I think.
Yeah, but I know you've played it. I will. Yeah, but you can check your history.
I haven't played it.
I know, but if all of a sudden you get like £5,000, I'm going to keep checking your history.
Well, keep checking
and
my
I'll
history.
Have the moral high ground.
Yeah,
I know you've played
moral high
Avatar.
Ground, I'll have the achievement
and
high
all the
with...
kids, all the kids' games. Well done, you. You spanked time on kids' games.
Yep.
I'll be playing quality game. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. If you want to win that way?
If you're that desperate. I actually want to enjoy myself. That's why I play games. I don't want to pay CAC. And I'm not going to pay for CAC just for a number. So, yeah, enjoy yourself. TIE Fighter 53. Old,
the old
Flight
game.
Sim, yeah, on PC.
Yeah.
And Amiga, that was a good game.
That was
I used to
game.
Love that.
I did play that.
New stuff, X-Wing as well. And X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
StarCraft 52, a game I hate.
Good game, liked it.
No.
You hated it, didn't
don't
you?
Like
said
it.
That a couple of weeks ago.
Because it's too hard for you, wasn't it?
It's not too hard, it's just I don't like it. I don't know why attack. Grouping and attack are on two separate buttons. I've never understood that. Command and Conquer, all one button. It works. It works right. It's like picking up a mouse for a Mac. It's like, where's the right button? I want to cut. I don't like it. It looks nice, but it makes no sense.
God.
And StarCraft, I don't know. It's just it looks like it's in 16-bit. I'm more of a Command and Conquer fan myself. So, yeah. And yeah.
StarCraft had like the some of the what would you say the lines from Aliens 2. So like when you clicked on the dropship woman, like a couple of times, she'd be like,
"Oh yeah,
in the bad five," and then like I couldn't put the accent on too, and then. Yeah, if you click on like the Marines, they'd be like, they got Sarge and all those kind of things.
All right.
I think every sci-fi game has to have some kind of dialogue from aliens. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. Haven't played yet, but it's just come out on the Xbox, on Xbox Live, so arcade. I might have to download that, because I hear Sons of Liberty is a very good game. And finally, for this episode, 50, it's Virtua Fighter 4. Which is alright. It was okay. Yeah. It's not the best of the beat 'em ups. It's got a following out there.
Yeah. It's a fighting game at the end.
Bit
of
an I like no, they're not. They're really not. They all play slightly different. I don't mind Dead or Alive too much, but the only fighting game I really like is Soul Calibur games, but they're different. They are all different. Different ways of timing and combos and different combinations of buttons and stuff there. Same premise, but you can have a few out there. But yeah, pretty anti-climactical. So
that's cool. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll carry on the next 50 to
one.
The coveted first place in whatever year this was released. Yeah. So you never know; some of you might be listening to this, and it finished in the year you were born.
Or well, some of you might be listening to this and just go, "I don't want to listen to next week's episode. I'm just going to go find out what it is."
Yeah.
So don't tell the website. What's the website?
EmpireOnline.com. 100 greatest games.
I go and delete that bit. Cut there. So yeah, from this week, I think it's goodbye from me, Paul.
It's goodbye. Oh,
just saw number
Chris
one.
Chris just shit himself. Goodbye from him.
It
too.
Just angers me. Yeah, enjoy yourselves and thank you for listening. And I'll speak to you next week. Oh, that's fun.
Check out other podcasts at podomatic.com. Also subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on facebook.com/pacmenpodcast and follow us on Twitter @pacmenpodcasts. Links in the description. Thank you for listening.